Hello and welcome to the mini episode. Today I'd be talking about walking down to the stores if I really wanted to get out of the house. But one time, my mom said that it was too dangerous to walk outside and people do crazy stuff. That's why I'd stay inside all day and do nothing. But I could have just went outside, walk around a bit, get some exercise. Well, if it was too hot, I'd wear a hat, bring some water. If it was too cold, I'd bundle myself up in one of my favorite jackets. But yeah, this mini episode, I'll talk about walking and the fun experience of it. I could walk around super fast with my super speed walk, get there flat in no time. And when I do get there, I walk into the store and buy whatever the hell I want. Because, as you know, that's what I do. I go down to the stores. But I won't be able to do that anymore because I'm moving to a different state. In the wilderness, of course. Which is not going to be easy for me. But I'd walk around the neighborhood to get the exercise I need. But I will never be able to walk down to the stores because the locations are just kind of far away, you know, a bit. If you're guessing to where I'm moving, it starts with letter A. But you can guess all you want, because I'm not really going to give that information out, really. All I know is that I'm moving to a different state. And if I want to go somewhere, just call somebody up, like one of my family members. Anyways, back on topic, I'm currently in Cali, and my house isn't that far to get to the Stater Brothers store or Rite Aid. I usually go down there to make deposits, put money in my PayPal, and then to walk back. But I thought about KFC so much, but the only thing is what's keeping me, holding me back. Is just going down there and trying to get the KFC that I like. Or whatever restaurant. I mean, I don't trust Mickey D's too much. Just because they put plastic materials in their food, my mom has been saying. But it's really hard for me to actually go out there and experiencing the joy of walking down to the stores and whatnot. That's because I'm afraid that somebody might punch me, knock me out, take my money, take my phone, and run off. That's the experience of being robbed, you know, that kind of thing. But that's what I've been thinking, really, is to walk down there and go and get what I want to get for lunch. But I don't see it happening because think about it. If you get robbed, or get knocked out, someone tried to steal my money. Or what if I went to the smoke store? Okay, I did that before. I went down to the smoke shop. My mom found out about it because my aunt was here and I told my aunt foolishly. And now I can't even do the nicotine anymore. I'm not even doing nicotine, period, because it ruined my mouth. It made my gum line recede, so I stopped. Would it be a great day for a walk? But I really can't do it unless if I walk around the house a bit. Because our house that I'm currently living in has like a loop in a hallway. You go around circles for a few times. No, how about you just go outside in the front and walk around the entire, what do you call it? Center of the street. Not center of the street, but around a block a few times. Yeah, that would be interesting, but I really wanted to go get down there to the stores, burn off some calories, put money into my PayPal, and cash it out to my bank. But I really can't do that. How much money do I have? Well, I can't say because it's kind of private, you know, say the least. So I could sit here for an whole hour rambling off why it's good to walk. In some cases, I mean, I could do that. This is my show and I do what's right, you know. I don't know what's wrong with my nose today. I'll just sit down and say you have 22 cell phones. I've said that before on a show. And people were amazed by it. Okay, let's see. I'm just gonna check Discord and we're just gonna see what's gonna go on for it. I mean, I have a lot going for me, I guess. I don't know. Oh, it's really hard for me to actually do what I want to do. If I want to make a walking trip happen. I can't do it. I don't have the nerve to do it. If I did have the nerve to do it, I wouldn't be able to be sitting here right now. Or film yourself walking to the store. That'd be kind of great, wouldn't it? Yeah, that'd be awesome. But of course, I'm all alone on this episode. Sometimes I have guests to talk about it. But I really can't. I mean, really can't just do something like that. Just think about it. Is it really that important? Do I have to walk down there every day? It's like having some type of job where you just walk to your job because your job is so close to your house. But that's kind of unfortunate. And do I have to do it? I don't have to do it. But who cares, right? Yeah, I know. I mean, it's not important to me, really. It's not like I really have something to do because I don't. Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about, really. I keep rambling on about this. Because I think it's something that's great. I don't know, really. I thought I could just go walking today. But I can't, and I don't know why. And I just sit here and you say something about your enemies. I keep my enemies' names out of my mouth. Trust me, you don't want the kind of negativity and that happening and that kind of jazz. That's why I'm just sitting here waiting. Oh, my phone went black. Well, it turned off on its own. That's weird. All I did was launch up Discord and now my phone's done. I don't know why it turned off on its own. Maybe it got hacked. You ever think about your phones getting hacked? Because think about it, you know, you really get hacked. And there is nothing you could really do about it. Honestly. The hackers got control. I may still have a Nintendo Switch. I got a classic PSP and a PlayStation Vita that I barely use. I hardly use. I only used it to play Need for Speed 2012. That's how old it is. Holy crap. Oh, wow. Okay, something's wrong with the battery. Yeah, it does that a lot. It discharges. So I have to turn it off and turn it on again. No, I need some help. I know, right? Because I don't know what to do. I think I could just go walking. And I always have to call my mom first before I do that. And I really can't take the risk of walking and getting robbed. And it's dangerous. The world is corrupt. Everywhere you go. It's peaceful inside the house, to say the least. Peaceful inside the house? Yep. Because I don't take the risk of walking and getting robbed. And most likely making it fatal. Fatal? What's wrong with this phone? That's an iPhone SE, but it doesn't work. It just keeps turning itself off. Plug it in. I could plug it in, yes. Oh, let's see here. Yeah, it works when you plug it in, but it's got some weird problem with it. Can you restore the software? I don't know if I could fix this. I mean, it is an old classic iPhone. You got the second generation and the third generation. And then the latest version is the 14th editing of the iPhone, which does seem interesting, but let's see what it does this time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's a weird password. Okay, yeah, it seems to work. What if I unplug it and power it off? And power it on again? The battery just keeps discharging. Yeah, that's a problem. It's got a discharging problem. It discharges and it doesn't want to work. And it turns itself off. And it's unusable at this point, to say the least. Yeah, I do short episodes because I don't want to waste too much time. I want to get things done. And not sit here all day and talk in the microphone. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Basic password. Okay, it seems to be working. What if I launch an app? Okay. Yeah. Now it's working again. Okay, that's good. Wi-Fi is disabled. Permanently. Oh, that's messed up. How did I fix that? I don't know how to fix it. Okay, that's... Okay, there it goes. I'm gonna say talk all day and not get tired. I'm tired of talking. It's tired of talking. Nobody gets tired of talking. And I got one episode that I made called It's a Sad Day for McLapper. And there's going to be McLapper 2. So yeah, I'll keep that in mind. That's a disappointing. It is. I mean, everything has been wiped. It's gone except for one song. Like, I just took the time to wipe everything. And I'm kind of saddened by it because I put an awful lot of work into it and now it's gone, everything I made. I still have a TikTok though. I know that I do have a TikTok, but it is what it is, you know? And social media is just a bunch of jumbled up garbage. What do you mean? Like, on my Discord for my podcast, the social media tab, okay? It's jumbled up. It's got Reddit, TikTok, Twitter, Twitch. crazy. Oh, it's like a mess. That's what I'm saying. It's not categorized. And I don't have the time to categorize it. I never really want to do categorize it. Because I don't have that kind of time. Oh well. Well, this is the mini episode. I hope everyone is doing fine. And have a nice day.